almost at 30. Close.
Yeah, really bright.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Thank you all for coming today. My name is Sarah Vili Bryce. I'm a graduate student in the Department of Health Services at the University of Washington. Today I'll be presenting on some of my dissertation work looking at correctional nurses' experiences of violence in the workplace. As required, I have no relationships to disclose. So violence against nurses is a serious concern. As we know, the incidence of workplace injury for nurses is about 25 per 10,000 nurses. This compares about 2 per 10,000 nurses, or 2 per other workers outside of the nursing sector. So nurses are about 12 times as likely to be victimized in the workplace. In 2001, the American Nursing Association did a survey of nurses and found that 17% reported being physically assaulted within the past year. The Minnesota Nurses Study, which is one of the most comprehensive studies looking at workplace violence against nurses, found rates of physical assault among nurses at 13 per 100 persons and non-physical at 38 per 100 persons. And this study we actually based a lot of our work off of. We replicated some of the questions so we'd be able to compare our results, which is looking specifically at prison nurses, to this broader population of nurses. So I'll refer back to the Minnesota Nurses Study occasionally. So we don't know very much about correctional nurses' experience of violence in the workplace. We know correctional officers have the second highest rate of workplace non-fatal incidents in the country. This is following police officers. But no research has really looked specifically at correctional nurses' experiences of workplace violence. We do know that there's a perception, both amongst correctional nurses and nurses in other fields, that correctional nursing is a very dangerous location. But there's no research to kind of support that. So one of the main goals of this project was to see if, in fact, correctional nurses are at a higher risk of both physical and non-physical victimization relative to nurses in other fields. So description of the study, we did a survey of Washington State Department of Correction nurses. It was a self-administered study that was available both as hard copy and online. The survey was designed to examine experiences of physical violence, non-physical violence, threats, sexual harassment, and verbal abuse is how we categorize non-physical violence, characteristics of the violent event. And we also want to look at nurses' perceived risk of victimization and also deterrence to victimization, so ways to prevent victimization in the future. Our study population was all Washington State Department of Corrections non-contract nurses, which was 289 total. This comprises 15 Department of Corrections facilities, 13 of which are male, 12 are female. Most house multiple custody levels, although some are open access, low custody levels, but the majority are close prison settings. Facilities range in capacity from 80 to about 2,500 inmates, and I'll refer to them, I'll try to refer as clients, but occasionally I'll go back and forth between inmates, but that's the population we're talking about. And the number of nurses at each facility range from 1 to 65, and generally there was more than one nurse in each facility, although some of the small, low custody facilities only had one nurse. So our survey respondents, the survey was in the field from January 1st through February 28th, or 2009. Our response rate was 60%, so about 189 nurses responded to the survey. We had a response from every facility, and we had both online and hard copy responses, about 50-50, which is very interesting because there is a belief that the nurses wouldn't respond to the online survey, but in fact it was was used very much in our study population, so something to kind of consider for future reference or for future research. Also, respondents were comparable to our study population, so 80% female, 88% white, and 50% over the age of 50, which represents Washington State Department of Corrections population, but certainly doesn't represent nursing population as a whole. So I think it's important to realize that while this was our study population is very close to our main population, it may not refer as well to the rest of other people's experiences. So our data analysis that I'll present here, just some descriptive statistics. Also give you some prevalence and annual incidence rates of both physical and non-physical victimization, and they're calculated for the 12 months prior to the survey going out, so it's actually January 1st, 2008 through December 2008, as well as point prevalence. And we included victimization rates based on time contributed to by the employee. For some people, they excluded either the number of months they worked at the Department of Corrections or if they worked full or part-time, so we just imputed the mean for the population. So rates of victimization are found for non-physical victimization, a prevalence of 71 per 100, and for an incidence of 84 per 100. The Minnesota Nurses Study found a rate of 38 per 100 nurses, so we're more than twice as high the prevalence and incidence of non-physical violence than nurses in kind of the general field. We broke that down by different forms of non-physical victimization. Again, threats, 54 per 100 person years, and person years can be interpreted as 100 nurses working full-time. So in other words, out of 100 nurses working full-time for 1 year, 54 nurses in corrections would be threatened. Verbal abuse, 88 per 100 person years. So you're saying almost the entire nursing population, 88 out of 100 nurses will be victimized by verbal abuse at some time each year. And then sexual harassment, 26 per 100 person years. And again, compared to the Minnesota Nurses Study, which looked at nurses across disciplines, not just correctional nurses, we see that the rates for non-physical violence are much higher within the correctional setting. When we looked at physical victimization, our prevalence was 21 per 100 workers, with incident rate of 13 per 100 person years. This is comparable to the Minnesota Nurses Study. So we see that although it's far higher than kind of people in non-healthcare fields, physical victimization is comparable within the correctional setting compared to nurses outside of corrections. Of the nurses who reported being physically victimized, 42% result in injuries. None were fatal injuries, none required long-term hospitalization, but they included things like bruising, cuts and lacerations, burns, exposure to bodily fluid, and unspecified pain. So I just give you a brief kind of rundown of rates of physical violence by victims' demographic characteristics, and I'll highlight kind of the key findings. We see that the rate for men is much higher for women than for women. Our younger workers are at a much higher rate, and this actually, as we did further analysis, a lot of this is controlled for by experience, but younger workers are still at a higher rate for victimization. And people of color are at a much higher rate for victimization as well. And as I noted, 88% of our population was white, so unfortunately we had to kind of collapse all people of color into one category because there were so few in our study. So characteristics of workplace violence events, looking at the perpetrators. As you can see, the majority of perpetrators are the patients or otherwise the inmates. 70% of verbal abuse is conducted by inmates, 6% of sexual harassment, 71% of threats, 88% of physical violence as a result of inmates. So although correctional officers, supervisors, and other co-workers do perpetrate different kinds of violence, the majority of the offenders are inmates or the nurses' patients that they're working with. So characteristics of the perpetrators. In almost every incident, there's only one perpetrator, so there's very few incidents where there's more than one perpetrator at the same time. The majority of physical violence offenders were male, which is not surprising considering that most of the nurses worked in male facilities, 88% worked in male facilities, and we know that most of the offenders are inmates, so it goes to kind of show that, of course, you know, the majority are going to be men. 73% of perpetrators of physical violence were identified to be impaired, and this is different than sexual harassment, only 17%. And they were identified by the nurse, they weren't, or by the respondent, so then we don't know for sure if they're actually impaired, but a lot of them were identified as being impaired either by medication or by disease or illness. So characteristics of the workplace violence victims, and as you can see here, these are kind of some different things we hypothesized would affect who's at more risk of being victimized. We found no difference by age, tenure, highest degree held, military experience, facility they worked in, or sex of patients in the facility. So although we thought all these things might affect who's more likely to be targeted for workplace violence, we found that it wasn't the case. We did see that women were more likely to be sexually harassed, which is not surprising since that's kind of the general consensus outside of the correctional setting as well. So characteristics of the perpetrator. The perpetrator is generally male, and, oh, I think, did I already do this one for you? I did. Am I going backwards? That's what I'm doing, I'm going backwards. So location and mode. Physical violence was most likely to occur either in the patient's room or in kind of a general area of the prison facility. And the majority of non-physical violence either occurred in person, or the majority was in face-to-face, although it also came through phones, emails, and texts. And something kind of unique to the prison setting is kites, which are kind of notes that prisoners tie to a string and throw underneath their cell doors. And so that was also another way that nurses were threatened. So we want to look at nurses' perceived risk. So now we know that the risk of violence is much higher for nurses, both physical and non-physical, than people outside of the correctional or outside of nursing. We saw that nurses in corrections and outside of corrections have relatively the same risk of physical victimization. We want to know if nurses actually perceive their risk to be higher, regardless of, you know, if it's actually the truth. So we found out that about half of respondents agree that work-related violence is a problem at the facility where they work. The majority perceive their risk to be much or somewhat higher than workers in other professions, as well as nurses in other fields. And verbal abuse has the greatest proportion of nurses who perceive their risk to be very high, which makes sense because verbal abuse and threats are some of the highest rates. There's also discrepancy between nurses' perceived risk and their expressed fear. So you see in the first pie chart here, about 90% of nurses perceive their risk of physical assault to be either much higher or somewhat higher compared to nurses in other fields. But only about a quarter of nurses reported being fearful of being physically abused in the next year. We weren't able to kind of tease this out. So it's not, we're uncertain if it has to do with the fact the nurses think the risk is high, but they know how to prevent it, or they think the risk is high, but they think the risk is high for other people, and you know it's not going to happen to them. So we're not quite sure why this is. But there's definitely this discrepancy here where nurses really think risk is high, but they're not actually that fearful for themselves. We also found that perceived risk of physical victimization is impacted by prior victimization. So in the first two bars, you can see the first bar is nurses who have not been physically victimized. The second bar is nurses who have been physically victimized. And this is the response of their risk relative to workers in other professions. So as you can see, the green bar is their perception that their risk is much higher. And although 38% of non-physically victimized believe this, 66% of physically victimized believe this. And this holds as well for their risk relative to nurses in other fields. So being victimized certainly affects your perception of being a victim in the future. So prevention, because it's important to know kind of the rates and whatnot, but we also want to find out ways to prevent workplace violence within the correctional setting. The majority of nurses believe that violence against correctional nurses can be prevented, which is the first step, because a lot of the literature shows that people kind of perceive violence in the workplace as part of the job. So the fact that nurses believe that it can be prevented is an important finding. We use the three E's of injury prevention to kind of measure different ways to prevent violence. We looked at enforcement of violence prevention policy, environmental protections, and for that we looked at personal alarms, being observed directly by coworkers, and having easily accessible communication with coworkers. And we also looked at violence prevention education programs. And then kind of out of our own interest, we also want to know if social support from workers affected violence prevention. So we found no protective effect of both environmental protections or policy enforcement protections, in part because they're kind of universal protections. The ones that we looked at particularly aren't as strong. Personal alarms are rarely used in this setting, and constant communication was often used. So a lot of these, either all nurses participated in it or they didn't, so it didn't really affect our results too much. We did find education did have an association. 84% of respondents reported ever receiving violence prevention training while within working at the Department of Corrections, and 64% said they received training in the last year. Interestingly, the goal of the Department of Corrections is to have everyone receive training every year. With budget cuts, this was kind of one of the first things that went away. So there's a big reduction in the number of nurses receiving violence prevention training. We also find that victims of workplace violence were significantly more likely to report not receiving workplace violence training in the last year compared to non-victims. So it appears that the workplace violence training may be having an effect in preventing workplace violence, but again, this is self-report, and so there's definitely some literature that shows that people who are victimized are more likely to say they didn't get the training, even if they did get the training. So because it's self-reported, we can't really tease it out, but there appears to be a relationship there. Social support, we want to know if social support prevented workplace victimization. We didn't find any results, but that's because 90% of our nurses agreed that their fellow nurses were supportive of them. And even more interestingly, 90% of the nurses perceived the correctional officers to be supportive of them. And Washington State's made kind of big strides to improve the relationships between correctional nursing and correctional officers, because there's certainly a lot of conflict that happens in that role. And so they were really happy to see that the majority of the nurses really felt like correctional officers had their back. So reporting, another important thing, especially when you're looking at rates of victimization. Using LNI data, using kind of workers' comp data is not going to be the place to find these. Even just results of asking nurses to report threats and sexual harassment is not going to happen. As you can see, 85% of physical violence was reported, so about 15% of cases didn't get reported to anyone. Threats lower, sexual harassment lower, and then verbal abuse only 60%. And part of this is because it's perceived as part of the culture that you're just going to be threatened at work. When you're sexually harassed, you want it's kind of a waste of your time to report it. But I think it's really important to acknowledge the fact that if you're looking at the rates just kind of comprised by the different correctional settings, they're going to be far lower than the actual rate of occurrence. And it's also interesting to note that correctional nurses who perceived their offenders to be impaired either by disease or by medication were far less likely to report their victimization. So again, it shows kind of the relationship of the nurse to their patient. So in summary, correctional nurses perceive their risk of workplace violence to be high. Rates of physical and non-physical violence are very high in corrections, although the rates for physical violence are comparable to nurses outside of corrections, but the rates of non-physical violence are much higher. Environmental and policy controls that we tested do not appear to be related to victimization status, and workplace violence training appears to be negatively associated with physical violence and verbal abuse, and so including more training sounds beneficial. Next steps, improved efforts to prevent workplace violence, including access to training, increased reporting of workplace violence, so different correctional settings understand kind of the prevalence and the problem that's going on, and modification of risk perception to reflect reality of risk. So as I said, although there's a perception of physical violence being much higher, in fact, it seems to be somewhat comparable to nurses outside of the field. Part of that would be useful doing more correctional training in nursing programs. 41% of our respondents said they received training specific to corrections before entering the DOC. So a lot of these nurses who are going into a correctional setting, which is a very different nursing setting than a lot of them have been in, haven't had any exposure to correctional settings. So being able to learn about this during their training program and kind of learn about the risks as well would be useful. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Diane Martin, Clarence Spigner, and Tom Wickizer, NIOSH Training Grant, Harry Bridges Center for Labor Studies, who funded the survey, the Washington State Department of Corrections, and in particular the nurses who took the time to share their experiences with me. Thank you.